Hey guys, we are back with another episode of Social Media Secrets. Today, I'm going to be sharing with you the real reason why you did not close that social media client, and it's not what you might think it is. Cue the intro. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're gonna break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey everybody, so we are back with another episode. So excited. Today we're gonna be talking about something that I see happen a lot with social media managers and digital marketers who are looking to secure clients. People say all the time, I was so close to securing that client and then they got away. What happened? I'm going to share with you the real reason why you did not get that client. Like I said, it's not what you might expect. So let's say you go into a sales call. You're excited, you're nervous, you're uncertain. You're like, I don't know how to position myself as an expert, but I'm going to do my best. You ask them all the right questions. They ask you a lot of questions and you tell them all about your services. By the time you send the proposal, either you never hear back or you might hear back and say your pricing is just too expensive. So I'm going to share with you something that's really interesting. And I've been kind of studying some of the bigger brands, what it is that makes Disneyland and Disney World so special. So get this, if you were to say to someone, do you want to go to Disney World? Everyone in the world knows what Disney World is, right? It's the place where dreams come true. But is anyone going to say there are roller coasters there? There's amusement parks. There are actors dressed up in stuffed animal costumes that are really cute. There's food. There's great food. There's some fun things that you can see. There are movies. Before long, as you're explaining all of the different things that Disney has, you're kind of making the Disney experience sound like an amusement park. I mean, I don't know about you, but I know I can go to my local amusement park for $30 a person, significantly cheaper than a Disney experience. Well, the reality is when you're considering going to Disney, you aren't even thinking about the roller coasters, the rides, the food, the stuffed animal creatures, you know, Winnie the Pooh, whatever it is. You're not even thinking about that. This is going to be the adventure of a lifetime. This is going to be the vacation that my kids talk about for years. This is going to be the experience. This is going to be where our dreams come true. It's this high level focus. The same exact thing is to be said about your discovery calls, because for the reason that Disney stays at that high level of making dreams come true, and that's what they stand by, you need to basically relay that to your clients on your discovery calls. So when you find yourself starting to tell them about your services, you've lost them. Suddenly you're a commodity. Just think, I mean, if you were to try to sell someone a paperclip, you're going to talk about it in a really boring way, right? Like, it's a strong paperclip, it's made out of metal, it's gray or silver, it's large enough to hold a couple of papers together, it's going to be exactly what you need, versus this is going to be the security that your business needs forever. Now, obviously, you're not going to say that about a paperclip, but the thing is, when you start to break down your deliverables in a way that's, here's what it is. It's this, this, and this. I post this many times. I post 5 times a day. I'm going to be working on your Twitter and your Instagram. I'm going to grow your following. Wow, it sounds so boring. It takes the magic out of it. The reality is what you should be doing instead with your calls with prospective clients is selling them on the bigger idea. Your job is to understand what their major dream is and how you can bring that dream to life. They don't need to know the boring details. Everyone knows what social media is. They already know that you're going to probably be posting to platforms. They already know X, Y, and Z. And you can elaborate on that in your proposal. That's the place where you can do that. Your job on your discovery call is to ultimately discover, are they passionate about their business? Do they have something that they're excited to share? A little bit about their market, who they want to reach. Basically, that's kind of it. It's not about you. It's not about your services. It's not about the roller coasters at Disney. It is about making dreams come true. So your job is to collect as much information on that call and really understand, can I bring this vision to life for this client? I know it sounds kind of heavy, and but it's also really, really exciting if you think about it. When we sign on a new client every single time, it is so exciting because I know this is a moment where I get to understand their market, their offer, the impact they're bringing to the world. I don't go in with a set of questions that I'm checking down a list and just jotting in the answers. It's like, oh my gosh, this is my opportunity to bring this business to life. This is my opportunity to put a jetpack on a business and strap them in and say, let's go for a ride. This is going to be awesome. And when you start to see it in that way, suddenly you get really, really excited. When you go into your calls excited and confident and saying, I want this opportunity to blow this business up, it changes the way that you carry yourself in your discovery calls. So are you going to be like a paperclip salesman who's selling silver or gray pieces of metal that hold your papers together? Or are you going to be like Disney and make dreams come true? That is the real reason that you are not closing your sales calls with prospective clients. So I can't wait to hear how this applies to you. I'll see you later.